And thank you so much, Ronnie. Looks like you're calling from Tacoma. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, how can I help you today?
Is there any type of supplementation that could assist with chronic severe hip bursitis?
Oh. Have you been doing anything yet to try to help with it? Yes, I do have an idea, but I'm just curious if you've had any relief from anything.
Steroid shots.
Okay.
But they don't relieve it at all.
Okay.
And I have to break down and take, you know, oxycodone sometimes, which I hate to do, but the pain is rather severe. So oftentimes it's take something or don't sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the things that we use in the clinic is vitamin B12, but in an injection form. So we get the liquid B12 from a pharmacy and then inject it, not necessarily into the hip where the bursitis is occurring, or in the area where it's occurring. It can be anywhere that the injection's done. And it tends to work better in an injection form versus an oral form. So if it's possible for you to connect with a provider that would be able to do B12 shots, I would definitely encourage that. Typically what we do is we do one injection a day for 1 to 2 weeks, and then taper according to the response. If you aren't able to connect with a provider that can do the injections, and usually what we'll do is we will actually teach people how to do them, so you don't have to come into the clinic every single day to get those injections. You can do them yourself. You can be taught how to do them into your thigh. That's usually the easiest place to do them. Or if you have somebody in your home that would do them for you, we can teach that person too. But if you don't have a provider that is wanting to do B12 injections, there is also the kind that you can take orally. And I usually don't recommend the ones that are swallowed because those aren't absorbed very well. And so I'll instead recommend the kind that is dissolved under the tongue or the sublingual form. In that, there's different kinds of vitamin B12. I usually recommend the methylcobalamin just because it is utilized really well for most people. And it comes in varying doses, but I would probably use about 5,000 micrograms, which is sounding like a lot. But luckily, our bodies will just get rid of it if we don't need it. Dr. Wright, when I first started working at the Tahoma Clinic, he would say that really the only way to overdose on vitamin B12 is if you filled up your bathtub with it and drowned in it. There's not really any way to get too much vitamin B12 by taking it in a sublingual form.
Is this something then that is ongoing forever to maintain?
That's a great question. It is typically something that you continue on a maintenance basis. So with the injections, it's not something you would do every single day forever. Maybe you would do them every day for 2 weeks and then once a week for a few months. And after that, maybe once a month. But then with the sublingual form, I would say a lot of times people find benefit in energy or have other improvements from it and find that maybe they want to continue it daily. But with that one as well, you can decrease the dosage down to maybe 1,000 micrograms as a maintenance dosage. But again, the sublingual one is a little bit more, the effectiveness isn't as good as the injectable, so it may be that you would have to use it longer than the 2 weeks to get the effectiveness from it.
I am rather squeamish with needles.
That's understandable.
That's an understatement.
Understandable. So maybe try the sublingual then. That's pretty easy.
Now, you said it was methylcobalamin, or would you spell
it? Yeah, no problem. I'll spell it. Methyl, so M as in Mary, E, T as in Tom, H, Y, L. And then cobalamin, which is C, O, B as in boy, A, L, A, M as in Mary, I, N as in Nancy.
Okay, excellent.
And then I will. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'll try the oral first.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work, then I would have to break down for the shot.
Okay.
Tacoma Clinic, you don't have a facility in Tacoma, do you?
No, the closest to you would be the Tukwila location. Correct.
Tukwila.
Yeah. Yeah. But I know most most naturopathic doctors will do injectable B12, and there's a handful in Tacoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with the oral, how much time might pass before an improvement could be seen?
You know, I would say I would hope for some improvement within that first 2 weeks, but I would just say that it wouldn't be as rapid as the injection, so I would probably keep at it for at least a month on a daily basis. Yeah.
Okay, doctor, thank you so much. We'll give that a shot.
Yeah, and I have one other thing to suggest as well, and this is anecdotal information that Dr. Wright has shared, and he suggested, so this would be over the site, over the inflamed bursa, that you would take vitamin E oil. So the oil is something that you can get at most supplement stores. And then you apply DMSO. And DMSO is a sulfur-containing agent. It's been used in the past for joint pain, like people applying it over joints to help with joint pain. But it's also a carrying agent. So if it's combined with something else, then that product that it's combined with can get pushed into or through the skin easier. So when using it, you have to apply it over clean skin just so there's no dirt that possibly would get pushed through the skin. But you would, so you take vitamin E oil, and then the DMSO you can get at supplement stores as well. It comes in a gel or a liquid, and you apply that after the vitamin E oil. And you do that 2 to 3 times a day, just enough to cover that area of the bursa, and do that for 1 to 3 weeks, and then as necessary. And that can actually help with the pain as well. I think that is something pretty easy to do, pretty inexpensive. Both of the treatments we talked about today are pretty inexpensive and worthwhile to try with the pain that is caused.
Okay, I will pick those up today and get started.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad you called. Thank you so much.
And if it helps out, I'll give a call back and let you all know.
Would love that. Thank you so much, Ronnie. Thank you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You.